Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about Bitmain's biggest competitor filing for potentially an IPO. We'll talk about the Winklevoss twins and what they're doing for the crypto world, also combining it with the finance world. And we'll talk about kind of a cryptocurrency index fund that Mike Novogratz is starting. So let's start right with this first news story. And first of all, guys, I'm on the road, so please excuse the bad quality and video. I should be back latest Sunday. So for now, apologies for the quality. Like I said, might be a bit irregular in terms of videos, but today I had time, so let's jump right in. So Canaan Creative is actually China's second largest Bitcoin mining hardware manufacturer. And they are kind of based out of Hong Kong. And what they're planning to do is an IPO. So they want to get listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange and kind of get a value of $1 billion. As you know, in order to get, if you want to get to the stock exchange, your main goal is kind of to actually raise money. So it looks like they want to become a public company in order to raise more money. Now, they have currently or previously been valued at $523 million. So it says here, if Canaan successfully raised $1 billion, it will mark a nearly 100% increase from the $523 million valuation it received in 2016 at the conclusion of a $43 million Series A funding round. Now, what is interesting is you have to think about Bitmain actually controls 80% of the market. So Canaan Creative is doing 20% of the market. So all the Bitcoin mining hardware, be it ASIC miners and all of these things, is kind of coming from Canaan Creative, these 20%. And it says that the mining rigs sold globally, so about 20%. Unaudited reports from the company indicate it made a $64 million net profit in 2017. The firm has said that it expects a year-over-year gross revenue to jump by more than 700% to 10 billion yuan, which equals about 1.5 billion US dollars in 2018. And take this with comparison to kind of a company like Coinbase, which is a cryptocurrency exchange, and which made around 1 billion US dollars in revenue. So it's kind of both mining rigs and being an exchange is actually a quite lucrative business. Yet the net profit is actually much, much lower than the entire revenue. So in comparison, look at Bitmain. It is said to have raked in as much as 4 billion US dollars in operating profit last year, ranking it favorably with chip marking giant Nvidia, a firm that is currently valued at 153 billion US dollars. So that's exactly where you can see where these 80% are making a huge difference. So we're talking millions and billions in terms of kind of the difference between controlling a majority of the market and actually a minority of the market. In any case, I do think and hope that these companies get bigger, that it gets more competitive for Bitmain, because I mean, Bitmain is an interesting company, but they are basically ruling the entire market. So I hope that Canaan Creative can make kind of a successful IPO, can get even bigger and kind of slowly eat a bit of market share, because in the end, that's what fosters innovation. Now, next up, we have a really interesting story. It's about the Winklevoss brothers. The Winklevoss brothers are kind of known to be those two that have kind of lost against Facebook, but also they're kind of turning the tide a bit on their reputation and their kind of story, if you will, because they've invested quite early into Bitcoin and kind of started their own cryptocurrency exchange called Gemini. And they're running this out of the US. I think they're even based in New York. And what they did is actually they have asked for a patent to kind of create exchange traded products, so ETPs, that hold cryptocurrencies. So as you know, there are ETFs, so exchange traded funds. And how they work is basically they derive their price based on different assets such as stocks or funds or other things. And they are kind of exchange traded, so you can buy and sell them at any time. And in the last, I want to say 10, maybe 15 years, exchange traded funds have actually become like the number one tool for small time investors to actually kind of invest together with an index. And we'll come to the index part in a second. Now, what it says here, the patent reward is notably as it provides a glimpse into the Winklevoss brothers' continuing efforts to push forward the trading of cryptocurrency-related ETFs after having met hurdles from U.S. regulators. So U.S. regulators have at the beginning kind of said no exchange-traded products for cryptocurrencies. It's too risky right now. So kind of Winklevoss twins are applying these patents and of kind of lawyering up in order to beat these cases, and I actually win those patent cases as well, and they're kind of succeeding slowly but surely. It says here that currently the SEC has yet to greenlight any Bitcoin-related ETFs on exchanges, so this is still off the table. And in January this year, several firms that were proposing a rule change to the SEC had also withdrawn their filings per requirements by the securities regulator. So it could very well be that at the end, the Winklevoss twins will lose this case, and there will never be a kind of Bitcoin or crypto-related exchange-traded fund. But it could also very well be possible that they are actually the only company offering this. And if they are succeeding, this will be a huge thing, obviously, for them. And kind of connecting to this story, we have the last story of today, and it's about a partnership between Mike Novogratz's Galaxy Digital Digital Management, which is kind of the, if you will, Mike Novogratz wanted to start kind of a digital bank. And what basically Mike Novogratz is doing here together with Bloomberg is they launching kind of a crypto benchmark index. So essentially, it says here that we'll track 10 cryptocurrencies from the largest, most liquid portion of the cryptocurrency market. And the coins to be listed on the index currently are Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin Cash, EOS, Litecoin, Dash, Monero, Ethereum Classic, and Zcash. And Bloomberg writes that the BGCI offers the first institutional benchmark for the cryptocurrency market. Now, you cannot buy or sell this index at any stage. Like, this is not a kind of a fund that you can buy. However, I am assuming that they will release the numbers of this fund or of this index, at least, for the public to kind of see, yeah, if you would have invested into this index, this would be technically the profit you are making. So this is kind of the first step to, before you get it listed, you can actually kind of tease people or tease institutional investors with kind of the product that you're selling or preparing. And it really ties into this Winklevoss story. On one side, they are trying to get kind of crypto ETFs running. And on the other hand, you have Mike Novogratz and Bloomberg actually partnering together. And we've seen Bloomberg actually also show some Bitcoin prices in the terminals as well. So it's slowly but surely coming together. The finance world is also embracing cryptocurrencies. And in all, I would say this is very, very good news, because as soon as this the institutional part gets regulated, gets legalized, and people start to actually see, oh, there are financial products I can buy and sell on the kind of exchanges, then that's great. This is exactly what you want in order to get the masses kind of into the crypto world. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's short episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye.